Good evening. We started last night, B'shal Toiva Mutzlachas. We started the Lachas of Yetzirah Sudaim. But what we have not discussed is why do we need to wash hands from Yetzirah Sudaim? Why do we do it? Yeah. Oh, is it Dine Tumen Tahara? Good. From the coin's mouth, as we could say. Absolutely, yeah. So, okay, let us see how the Mishnah Berurah brings the two reasons, and they're really very important to understand why we wash hands for Hamotzi, Sifkot and Aleph. Kshiyovoi lechol pas. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph. V'tam takone, tam takone's netila, hu mishnei dvorim. There's two reasons why we wash hands for Hamotzi. Echot, firstly, mipnei srach truma. Because of a potential problem and issue and concern of tumah v'hainu, given yadayim askon yosein midoraisa, there is no tumah. But yadayim hands askonisim, hands are forever moving, never seen static hands. V'noigin bekol davar, and hands tend to touch anything. That's how the way we work. We sense, we keep touching things. V'noigin bekol davar, and to touch anything. Much to the teacher's distress, the hands are all over the place. Huvizman shoyenoik tumah v'tahara. In times that there was tumah and tahara, v'akoyanim ochlo tumah, and koyanim would eat tumah. Hayutzichen litol yideim. They would need to wash their hands mit divrei soifim rabbinically. Koydem prior achilas tumah, before eating tumah. Kedei shelo yitamu b'negiason. So they shouldn't be metamei the food b'negiason through their tumah. So hands are skonias. Hands are potentially, are very likely to be tomei. You're touching a kohen, touching a food item, may potentially, and is likely to make the food tomei. So, v'kidei shiuregilim ha-kohenim hozeh, and in order to make sure that the hands are not going to be tomei, and the hands are going to be nice and tohoi, so they've instituted, and they've established that all the kohanim should wash their hands before eating. Kozu gam kein al kol ish Yisrael. And in order to make sure that everybody really does it, you want to make sure that all the kohanim must wash their hands. So in order to make in order not to allow any racial discrimination, so that's the word. Nowadays they would go down really well. So not to have any racial discrimination, so not only kohanim need to wash their hands, but otherwise you'd go to court, you end up in court with such a thing. So everybody has to wash hands. Everybody has to wash hands. Gozum gam ki hakol Yisrael. Ha'oichad pas. Anybody who eats bread. Sha'osu lechol achitul yodov. He must not eat until he's washed his hands. V'gam ha'achshav. And even nowadays. She'en ha'kenim ha'ichlin tuma. That kenim do not eat tuma p'nei ha'tuma. Nowadays, there is no tuma anymore. There is no genuine tuma anymore. Kenim will not eat tuma anymore because of tuma. Both they are considered tomei and the food is considered tomei. So there is no kenim eating tuma anymore. Loi batla takona zu. Nevertheless, the takona still remains. Kedei ino d'shuregilim b'nei Yisrael. That Yidden should remain in their awareness, and they should remember when Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, speed in our times, they'll know how to eat betara. So we're learning that the first reason why do we wash hands for Hamotzi is because Koyanim would sometimes have tome hands, and if they touch food, the food is going to become tome, the truma would become tome, and by eating they would do an avodah. Consequently, the Kohanim, although nowadays there's no tumah anymore, but Kohanim have to wash their hands to ensure that the hands are tohoir, and like this one, by touching food, anything, there's no potential problem. Now, in order to make sure that the Kohanim do that, so it's, we need to establish that all the Yidden should wash hands, although tumah, of course, doesn't really affect them. So, Naftali, I'm afraid it's all your fault. Yes?
Well, that logic then, you should wash hands for any food.
Good, why dafka bread? Good question.
You should do it for any food you eat, surely by that logic.
Yeah. So we're going to see that really, I mean, next Sifkot is going to help. We are nowadays used to having many, many kinds of foods. You can't count how many types of food there is. But in the times of the Mishnah, there was only two food items you'd be able to eat, really. Two main categories. One was bread and one was fruit. That was the two kinds of food you'd be able to eat. If it was bread, of course there was, you'd eat bread with something, but even meat would be eaten with bread. It was bread, category Aleph, and category base would be fruit. So there wasn't much alternative. Nowadays, you're right, there's many alternatives, but that wasn't the case previously.
So why do them also before davening? I notice some people watch that as before davening.
Yeah.
Is that the same reason?
No, it's not the same reason. That is because of a separate reason that as a preparation for davening. And that is really, that is a rosh, and that is for preparation for davening, you should wash hands. As well as, never mind that, there could be any keys. If somebody put on his shoes before, we touched his shoes, he tied his shoelaces or whatever the case may be, by touching shoes, and then he has to wash his hands because of the keys. He has to wash his hands before davening. Yeah. Good. So the answer is, for this particular takona, the answer is yes. It is not tumah. You're right. You're right. Because you're talking about a different kind of tumah. You're talking about genuine tumah, tumas kol haguf. Of course, washing hands wouldn't work. This is a special takona. There's a special takona which has been established, midrabanon, and for that established takona, washing hands will help. Yeah, so indeed, it's a takon of Shlomo HaMelech, that the Tumas Yadayim itself is, there is no such concept of Tumas Yadayim, Midra Reise. It's all from Shlomo HaMelech's takon, I think that's what you're referring to. Shlomo HaMelech's takon, and so that's the takon. Yeah. Okay, the second reason. What's the second reason? The first reason is, and the second reason why we wash hands for moitz is tam letakonis netzila mishum nekiyas v'kedusha, nekiyas cleanliness v'kedusha heiligkeit v'somchu b'gemara akor v'iskadashtem v'isim kedoshim. That's a very thought inspiring concept, that before eating you need to increase in kedusha, you need to have a higher level of kedusha. It's about nekiyas, about cleanliness before eating. It's about kedusha before eating, and that's when we need to wash hands before amotzi. What are your thoughts about that? I think it teaches us a lot about how a person should eat. It teaches us a lot about how a person should eat. That it's part of Avodas Hashem. It's kadash them. You have to sanctify yourself before you eat. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay, so we learned yesterday, we touched on the point, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kshavu leichol pas shemivoch nalav amoitzi yitol yodov." Yitol yodov, I'm going to the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan Dalet, yitol yodov, shnei yodov, both hands need to be washed, uve kli and with a kli. Vafi moichol rak pa'achas, even if you wash only with one hand, that's a common shaila, even if you're going to eat only with one hand, you need to wash both. We're concerned maybe you're going to end up touching with your second hand the food. So therefore, even if you're going to end up eating with, you think you're going to eat with one hand only, you still need to wash both hands. So how do you wash hands? Which, right hand or left hand first? Right hand. Right hand or left hand first? Can you show us? How do you wash? Right. Very good. And you know, very good. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens.
Where does that come from? You do right first.
It's always got to do with the Yesod that right comes first. Right comes first.
Is it a stronger hand?
Yeah.
So one's a person's left hand.
Okay, good question. That's a good question. I imagine in this particular case, he will be the other way around indeed. I imagine that here, a good question about the left handed person.
There's some people that got both hands, haven't they?
Yeah.
I've heard it's true, isn't it? There's like
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that I don't know about left-handed person, but over here certainly you wash the hands. What the Mishnah Berurah says: you lift it up, pass it, and then you lift up. You pour the water on the right hand first. On the right hand first. Sheyitoil yodav, sheyitoil yimin tchilo, kedei shehasmol yinod, his left hand, the shamish lemin, should serve the right hand. Right, ויבורך על נטילת ידיים. היינו אשר קדשנו מצויסו וציוונו על נטילת ידיים. ושייך למה וציוונו. How can you say וציוונו? We've just learned that it's all of the Rabbanon. So if it's all of the Rabbanon, how can we say ברוך אתה השם אלוהינו מלך העולם? שקדשנו במצויסו. What's the translation? אשר קדשנו במצויסו. אשר קדשנו, you have sanctified us. וציוונו, and you have commanded us. Who is you? Hashem. So is that true? Is that the case here? Who commanded? No, Hashem. It's not from the Torah. It's all rabbinical. It's the Rabbanon. So how can you say Hashem Kiddushanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivonu? Hashem didn't say it. It was all the Rabbanon. Very good, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Gemara. V'shai chloim v'tzivonu. You can say you have commanded us after midiv esofim, although it's only rabbinical. Then it's tavinu lishmoy amhem, because Hashem commanded us to listen to all the Chachamim. The Gemara says famously that it's not, there is a general rule that you have to listen to the Chachamim. So it's true that Hashem didn't specifically say wash your hands, but what did Hashem say? Listen to the Chachamim, listen to the Rabbonim, and they said you have to wash your hands for Amotzi. Consequently, you can say, you have commanded us to listen to Chachamim, who they in turn said, he to wash hands for Moses. Therefore, you can say it's him. That's true. Who knows of another example? Where else do we say the same brach for?
Megillah
is a good example. It's the Rabbanon as well. It says, Shekhid Shonam, it's over Tzivonu. Chanukah, Ne Chanukah. Second days, correct, isn't the Rabbanon? Yeah. So we've got many examples of the Rabbanons which we use that Nusach. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. Now, Sifkot and Ches touches on a point which we're not going to discuss tonight. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Ve'eini kaveh asud aleihem." He says, "If you fix a meal on mezonos, you have to make hamotzi. If you fix a meal on mezonos, you have to." So Mishnah Berurah says, "Aval im kaveh asud aleihem." If you fix it, you had a whole meal based on mezonos. Tzorich letila, not any mezonos. But pasabah b'kisnei, which we'll discuss in the later siman. So if you have full meal with that kind of mezonos, then you come asud aleihem. Tzorich letila, you will have to wash with bracha and a bracha kumei lapas, like on bread. The gam amotzi because it wasn't tzorich aleilu. Him kum asud aleihem. So we're going to be learning in siman kuf samaches that if a person eats a huge amount, not huge amount, a significant amount of pasabah b'kisnei, which will need to be defined in that siman, which is mezonos really. But if you establish, if you have a big amount of that food, you'll have to actually make hamotzi, you'll have to wash hands, and you'll have to bench. But that is not for now, yeah. But that will be part of the discussion, Simon Kuf Samaches. That's very much that shayla, yeah.
Well, it's like sandwiches.
Okay, will be discussed, because that's mamash that shayla. That's mamash that shayla. Yeah. Pardon? Okay, so you probably want to wait till then. Some say, Sheim einoy oichel, ela pochez mekebeitza yitol yodo velo yivorech. Okay, we're having over here Shulchan Aruch that tells us that if a person has less than a kebeitza, size of an egg, it's not a lot, then you wash your hands, but you don't make a brocha. You wash your hands and make a brocha. If you have bread, but not a lot of bread, less than a kebeitza, you'll wash your hands, you will not make a bracha, and if it's Bochus Mekabetza. The Mishneh Berurah says that actually it is in Sifkot Nyot, we're not going to look at it inside, but there is the Maisa Machloikis about that, because some hold in Sifkot Tess, that we're not going to see inside, but you hold that because it's Srach Tumah, that's just by Tumah you don't need to, so similarly here as well. But so let me say, if a person has a very limited amount, he will not make a bracha. It's sometimes relevant for children. If children have a very small amount, sometimes it doesn't warrant a bracha. It's a shot of chinuch then a little bit, but if they have a very small amount of bread, less than a kibetza, then sometimes it makes more sense not to make a bracha. They wash, they don't make a bracha. Correct. Correct. Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel, Im oichel pachas mekzais. Okay, that's a very small amount. Less than a kezais. Yesh mishoy mishatzoich latir. Some say you don't have to wash at all. So less than a kezais. If you have less than a kezais bread, some say, you will not need, you need not to wash your hands at all. So if you just have a tiny bit of bread, you want to taste if the bread is stale or not. You want to see if that is a good, nice, geschmack of bread. It's not mazonis bread, what we call mazonis bread. It's bread proper. If you just want to have a bite, just to see, what would be a good example, just to see, why would you only have a bite? You want to see if it's got, but it's baked already. Okay, good. You want to see if there is sufficient salt or not. You have a bite. Shulchan Aruch says that if it's less than a kezais, yesh misha oima, some say, she'en tzuch netin, you don't have to wash. Don't wash. So the Mishneh Berurah over here in Sifkot Nyud brings a machlokes about that, and Lemaisa, his maskona is, he says it's extensive machlokes. He brings very stodim. Lemaisa paskens v'yishom shtach upochas mekzayis nirat shebavata yishlis mech shaloi lehatzach netila b'zeh af lechatchila ubelav achi yish mekilin kanal ach bechzayis v'chetze yitol yodov v'luvach netila mech masofet. Mishneh Berurah Lemaisa paskens that indeed you will not need to wash. Mishneh Berurah paskens here, it's a machloikas, Mishneh Berurah is machmeo, maker, I'm not sure how you're going to call it, that you don't wash hands for if it's less than a kezais. If it's a kezais, or it's more than a kezais, you'll need to wash. But less than that, not. No, so according to Mishneh Berurah, you shouldn't. Yeah. The not talking, we'll address that later, see if maybe tomorrow. No, we'll talk about it, but that's not a problem. So you just go for it straight away. Yeah, okay. So a Mishneh Berurah paskens, you will not make a bracha. Im oichel dovah shetibur. Okay, now Sif Dalet is really going a little bit off the topic. Have you ever thought about Seder, Leila Seder? And then what is that? Is that all the poets can discuss, and it's really something that all the children children ask, is about, what is it? Very beginning of the Seder, pardon? Very good. That's very good. Washing before Karpos, and that's really something, which if you wouldn't, it's really something really unique. Why on earth are we washing hands? Sometimes only the Balabais, what's your minute? Balabais, everybody? Just Balabais? Everybody washes hands? Everyone. Barabbas? Everyone. So why do we do that? What, suddenly we're washing hands before campus? Why? Yeah. Good. And what are we going to answer them? And what are we going to answer them? So they'll ask, why are you doing that? And what are you going to answer? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so this is one of the really ironic points of the Seder, because this is really not something which is Kedesh Yishal Atzim. It's not really something which is strange. It's just we're not used to it. Because the halacha is, as we're going to see now, Im oichel dovah shetibuloi be'echol meshiva mashkin. If you're eating something which you're going to dip in a mashke, foods that are dipped in a liquid, shesimon on yad shachadam, which is referring to yayin, dvash, wine, dvash, honey, shemen, oil, cholov, milk, tal, dudam, blood, maim, water, any of those liquids, feloinis nagev, and the food has not been dried, then the halacha is, v'afilu ein yodav noigoyis b'mokam ha-mashke, even if your hands are not touching the liquid, tzorich netila b'loy bracha, you need to wash your hands. There is a halacha that a food which is put in a fruit, we'll see, that is dipped in a mashke in the liquid, you need to wash hands for that. You need to wash hands. And so Kleda Seita is really something which, it's ironic because really that's something which really make a din should happen every day. When you're taking a fruit, you're dipping it in something which is salt, and you want it, you have to wash your hands before that. No, you don't make a broch on it. Like we don't. On Seder night, you don't. You don't. You take it, don't. So on Leila Seder, something which we do, we have to dip water, we have to dip, the minig of carpers and the minig of salt water, that's all minog. I mean, that's the starting point. And if you want to eat carpers and you want to dip it in, you want to dip it in salt water, so you need to wash hands, because as the Shulchan Aruch said in Siman Kof Nun Ches Seif Dalet, the Atovah Shetibuloi Be'echad Meshivah Shaminim, Meshivah Mashkim, you need to wash your hands, Peloi Bracha, and that's what we do on Seder night. The truth is, the night before Seder night, the night after Seder night, and all the 360 days of the year, if you have Echad Meshivah, if you eat something like that, you'll have to really make it, then you'll have to wash hands. We don't, and we'll soon see why we don't. But it's not something which is really unique for Seder night. Yeah.
At Yossi's wedding, there was a sushi platter, and I wanted to dip some of the sushi into the soy sauce, and our Shashiva was standing next to me, and he was saying, you need to wash your hands before you can dip.
Very interesting.
The sushi into the soy sauce. So my son, ever since then, I've always been pouring the soy sauce over the sushi on the basis that makes it better, but I'm wondering now if maybe it doesn't.
We'll address, we'll see what is better, and we'll see some why people don't market on that nowadays. Yeah. What happens if you... We'll address that. We'll address this part of the halachas. We'll see Mamash Mefush. Yeah. You know, you still make a moitzi. Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's good. Let's just finish the Ramah. V'afilu einu metab ragrosh ayorok o yapri, even if you're only dipping the part of the vegetable or the fruit, nevertheless, yitoil, you should wash below bracha without bracha. Okay, so this is the concept of washing hands, not for hamoitzi, but washing hands for a food item which is dipped in liquid. It's a little bit off the, I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch has put it over here. I mean, I would have probably put it in a slightly different siman, or I would have put it at the beginning of the siman, at the end of the siman. But the Shulchan Aruch is starting to speak about the hamoitzi, and then he's going off this topic over here, and he's going to go back to hamoitzi shortly. So, but yes, this is the halach over here. Okay. Good. So, Sefkot Yud Beis is a good starting point. Gideon is addressing your point. Shetibuloi. Ve'oisan sheshoikin peiros. Those people who dip peiros fruit, or yorok, or vegetables, b'mayim in water, lena koison, to clean them, to wash them. Choshiv tibuloi b'mashke is considered a tibuloi b'mashke. It's considered one of those. Ve'dova she'ain da'akoy le'tovlo, but it's something that you're never going to dip you're never going to dip into anything. Never touches liquid. You won't have to wash anything that you, if you just eat it like this, you never dip it into anything. You won't have to wash your hands for it. Good. So let's just define first, what are the seven liquids? What are the liquids that are considered the ones that are mechayev netile? So it's called Yad Shochat Dam. It's a way of reminding, it's a simon. Yad shochat dam. Yad shochat dam. Yad stands for yain, wine, anything you dip into wine. I can't think of any food that is dipped in wine. Can you think of anything? What food is dipped in wine? That dipped in wine, how does that work? Yeah. Good. Right, but it's topic dipping. It has to be dipping. Yeah. The truth is that some people, pardon? Challah and wine, interesting. Some people's, pardon? In a? Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, okay. So some people, that's not mamish wine, but it's interesting. It's not mamish wine. Some people, the discussion was as to whether vinegar is also considered that. It's considered, goes in the parish of wine. But, okay, the Shulchan Aruch HaMaaseh says wine. Dvash is honey. Bees honey. And shem and oil. Cholov, milk, dam is blood, mayim, water, just plain water. All those, you're going to have to wash your hands for that. Dam, so that's very interesting. So dam really, as the Mishnah, we have seen the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudzayin over here, it's kedin aspa, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudzayin, to also lechol dam, you're not allowed to, obviously you're not allowed to eat blood. There is a concept, a general concept of Yad Shochat Dom. There's a general concept of the Shiva Mashkim, which applies and is relevant to other areas of Halacha. Here, the Yad Shochat Dom, the Dom is not relevant at all. But since there is this concept, it's brought down over here as well. Okay, good. So all those, if the food is dipped into those, you'll have to wash your hands, mikaden. We'll soon learn why, we'll learn in Sifkot Mechof, we'll leave that for tomorrow, why actually the minig is to be mekel, and why we don't do that, and other halachas with regards to that, in Sifkot Mechof Beikah. Okay, we covered tonight, we learned the halachas of the two reasons why we wash hands for a moitzi. The first reason is because it's Sach Tumah. It's a mina Torah, there is no tumah, but the rabbanon they made the tumah on your dime, like koyanim should wash their hands before tumah, eating tumah. Similarly, any heathen should wash their hands before eating bread. Then we learned that the second reason, which is that nekiyas kedusha v'iskadashtem, should become holy v'isim kedoshim before eating. We then learned also that a person who only uses one hand for eating should still wash both. We learned about, we touched on the topic of mezonos for kviyas suda, that you need to wash hands for that, to be defined still exactly what it is referring to. We learned that a person who eats less than a kezayis, he doesn't need to wash at all. We learned somebody less than a kebetza, he washes without making a brocha. We learned somebody who eats devosh tibuloi pe'echol meshiva mashken, which is yad shachadam, the seven liquids, the seven important liquids, he'll need to wash his hands before eating them without making a brocha. And a little bit more on that will follow tomorrow, Mitzvah.